John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
And ladies and gentlemen, he is one of our favorite people to come on the show, one of our favorite comics to be here, a man who travels to be here, even though he has nothing to promote. He's here because you folks are here for First Friday. Would you please welcome the man we like to refer to as the Eggman?
I am the Eggman.
Yep, the Eggman is here. Vinnie Brand, ladies and gentlemen. Vinnie Brand. What a comedian and a TMZ star.
Troublemaker.
We're sitting in the office. Was it Wednesday morning?
Yeah. Tuesday.
Monday
night.
Right. We're sitting in the office Tuesday morning, and all of a sudden, Dave starts screaming, Vinny's on TMZ!
And it ain't good!
I don't think it was good. I think what you did was stand up. And I'm not talking about comedy, right? You were a stand up guy to your audience that Pete Davidson, basically, you did what you were told to do, and then Pete Davidson, the crybaby, right, went and go, I'm not going to go on stage because you said something about my old girlfriend.
Here's the thing, and just let everybody know this, okay? I did not say anything about Ariana Grande or Kate Beckinsale. All I said was, do not
shout out stuff about Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande.
And I cleared it directly with his guy. And that's the problem, too. You shouldn't need a guy, right? Like, you don't need a guy.
He had a couple guys, didn't he?
He had a couple
Two
guys.
Two security? Come on, man. Right.
And listen, I can get all that because, you know, you need to make sure you're protected, right?
Mm-hmm,
okay. I mean, after all, John Lennon didn't have security.
Look where that got him.
He was a Beatle. This is Pete Davidson.
Yeah,
you're not that big yet.
One guy is for security. The other guy is to help him carry that hog around that he's dragging behind.
I said that because I have to be nice. I don't want to dump on Pete. I like Pete.
Sure.
But listen, if your guy tells me to say don't yell out Ariana Grande or Kate Beckinsale, right, or you'll be removed
you
from the
room.
You
did what you were told. You were doing the right thing, and then he had a hissy fit.
Even that stipulation's stupid. Oh, boo-hoo, you were with two of the most beautiful women on earth. Shut up and do your comedy.
Right.
Here's the thing, too. I mean, if you're at a point where you can't even hear the names, maybe you shouldn't make out with them at a Knicks game.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you're
right.
Stuffing
Good
our
point.
Face in front
Good
of
point.
It.
Good point.
And listen, if people in that room didn't know, and they're all going, wait a minute, Pete dated Ariana Grande? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Then I could understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when her name become Voldemort, the name don't even say it! I got a scar across my cheek. So, some of the things, this is the thing that's funny. So the first thing I had to tell everybody is your cell phone's got to get put away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I didn't do my job right, there would have been videotape of what I actually said.
Right.
He tried to say I made a joke. Listen, I don't dish on celebrity. You've never heard me dish on celebrity.
Never once. And I don't know a single club owner who is more respectful of comedians because you are one yourself, right? And, I don't know anybody who treats comics the way you do. You feed them well. You pay them well. You promote them well. What the hell else could a comic ask for?
We put Pete on sale on Saturday at 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
Had it sold out predominantly by the next morning. And that's not always true in Pete's world.
Right.
So we went out. We went nuts on it. We, really worked hard on it. And listen, at the end of the day, if Pete felt offended, he could have went up on stage and dumped on me. I would have laughed.
Right. Exactly.
I don't care,
exactly.
Right? And, to go out, there's no videotape. So if he didn't go on Instagram Live, the story never would have been told. 300 people would have been like, Pete stood us up. And that would have been the end of it. So when I was on stage, killing.
Unlike right now.
Right. I thought the Voldemort line got a big laugh.
That was funny. That was funny.
So
solid.
I'm on stage and someone goes, hey, man, he's on Instagram Live trashing you right now. And I said, put that up on the big
screen.
That's
what was so cool.
Right.
It was so modern and digital the way you did it.
Right. Oh, yeah. Put it up on the big screen. But that set me off a little bit. And I said, hey, listen, but I still didn't trash Pete.
No, you didn't.
I still love Pete.
I will admit, though, that's the first time I ever heard you curse.
I don't curse. I normally don't curse. That night, I said, Pete, I've never, we've hung out together, everything's fine. The one thing I said at the end is, if you something like, if you learned a lesson, don't date Pete Davidson. And that was it. That was all there was to it. Now, he went then, by the next morning at 7 a.m., my wife woke me up. She goes, hey, get up.
Right, you're all over TMZ.
And she goes, you know, you got to get ahead of this because Us Magazine wrote that I got physical in the... Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, yeah. I went in the back alley with two guys that look like they protect, you know, rappers,
right.
And I got physical with them. All 5'9" of me.
But by the way, just so that, you know, no hard feelings, and I want to make it a good memory, I've got a picture of two of your favorite people here that you could take home and frame.
Pete Davidson with Hillary Clinton.
Just to twist the knife on you. He goes to hang with Hill.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Even today, I still like him more.
All right, so what else? Because I got to tell you, I want to go on with it, with anything else that's going on in your life. But when I got home that day, right? Lisa, my wife, always tapes TMZ, and I'm like, why? You're not into hip hop stars that much. Why are you watching this? So I go and I said, well, let me just see what's on there. And you know, number one was Oprah because she went out and bought a sandwich, and they had to cover that for for 10 minutes. And then you were the number two story. I'm like, whoa, this is a lot bigger than I thought it was.
I was a little pissed off that Oprah got number one slot. I'll tell you something funny. So you know, because I'm a comic, I Google my own name to see where I show up. Now, normally I have to type in Vinny B, and by the time I hit the B, I'm number six. I'm usually right behind Vinny Barbarino, a fictional character. A man who never actually lived. Then I Google my name, V-I-N-N, and I pop up. I don't even need the I-E anymore. So tonight I have D.L. Hughley in New Brunswick. I'm going to punch him in the head. And then tomorrow, you won't even need to type. You just open Google and be like, Vinny Brand. You just need to see Vinny Brand. I've never been that high in Google search.
So what else is going on in your life nowadays?
Jonathan, I'm glad you asked that because I want to get off the Pete Davidson story for a while.
Yeah, so do I.
I've had a spiritual awakening.
You have, okay.
I've become a minister.
Oh, you have?
I have. I've been ordained.
In the Universal Life Church?
I don't know which one.
Okay.
My calling
obviously you studied hard for it.
Okay. It was 6 minutes and $79 on the internet.
Okay.
It didn't have to be $79. If anyone wants to get become a minister, you could do it for $39. But for $79, you get a priest parking pass. And I'll tell you, best money I ever spent. I'll tell you, like, a lot of people, okay, will get a calling. My calling was deep, $80. And and here's the thing. Like, a lot of people tell you to go to hell. But when I do it now, it's with a little authority. I can punch a ticket. And, I'm going to marry a friend of mine, so I became an ordained minister. He wants me to be a minister.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, you're having me marry you. What, does it really matter that I'm even a minister? But that's what makes it legal. That's how strict marriage laws are in the country.
Right.
That, you know, a credit card swipe and you're good to go. So I'm a minister now.
But we give anybody a driver's license.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I can give a driver's license?
No, not you.
Oh.
Not you.
Yeah. I thought you meant as a minister. I thought I had even bigger powers. No. I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
Yeah, and I'm going to do my ministry online because a lot of the ministers take a lot of time. It's an hour in church, and they want 10% tithing. I'm going to do my whole thing online, 4%. You tithe 4%, and you're in. And the whole thing would be like that. Like, I could do any commandment like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite commandment?
Thou shalt not kill. And I have a lecture on that.
Right.
Yeah. Don't do it. It's wrong.
Okay.
And that's it.
Thank you.
That's all you need.
Wow.
Every time you sit
no wonder why you became a minister.
Yeah.
Right?
There's only a couple. Like thou shalt not steal. Pretty simple. Don't take other people's stuff.
Right.
Okay. That shalt not commit adultery. Little gray area there. Little gray area sometimes.
Yeah.
But none of it needs, you know, I have an updated, renewed faith. I'm going to bless you before we're done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about false gods, putting false gods before?
Well, you know, John, what is a false god? I mean, if you believe in it, isn't that okay, right? I mean, are you...
You suck as a minister.
All right, come on.
If you believe in it, isn't it okay?
What do you mean, if you believe in a false god?
Yeah.
Well, how would you know he's false until... You don't know until you're in front of the real god and he's going, hey, remember you were...
I got a styrofoam coffee cup with two pencils going through it. That's a false god. If I'm praying to that, ain't I an idiot?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone knows styrofoam is bad for the environment. What is wrong with you? How can that be God for God's sake? Just for the record, there's a guy with an eye patch. If Pete Davidson was here, he'd be picking on him. Anyway, I apologize. But I'm the bad guy.
Vinny Brand is our guest and our criminal to some extent. but TMZ star Vinny Brand.
TMZ. You know what I didn't like about that story on TMZ? I forgot to say it before. So TMZ did the whole story.
Right, right.
And then they played me on stage.
Right, right.
After I saw what Pete did on Instagram.
Right.
And I obviously wasn't doing material. And they wrote at the bottom of the story. Yes. Vinny was on stage, and his set was angry. Not funny, but angry. Hey, I wasn't doing a set at that moment, TMZ. Yeah. I'd like to come out tonight when I'm doing actual material. I'm like, the whole thing. I'm like, whoa, not funny. Who does that?
Well, the funny part of Vinny Brand's life is coming up at 8:10. Joining us here in the studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen, comedian, club owner, and TMZ star, Vinny Brand. Vinny Brand.
Yeah, I got to tell you, thank you very much. I've only been here for a short while. Uh-huh. I talked a little bit about my ministry, and the eye patch comes off. I healed that kid.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. You're a man of miracles.
Yeah, mirror your styrofoam cup, something. Maybe that's not a false god, John, because I sure know I ain't one.
So what's new with the family? This is usually around the time that like when there's Easter vacation, you usually take the family someplace. Where'd you go this time?
We only went down to, there's two vacations. I only went on one of them.
Okay.
We took the what's left of the family at home to Virginia Beach.
All right.
For a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And stayed at a beautiful, this is very, it's so stupid. My wife rents a suite.
Okay.
So we go to this, because it's four of us, and we'll just get in one little thing, right?
Okay, all right.
And we get there, it's not a suite, just a bed, and a couch, like, jammed up against a wall. And they go, you know, your suite has a balcony.
Uh-huh.
So the balcony is literally 2 foot with a fence, and the other side of the balcony is the rest of the balcony for the hotel. So I wake up in the morning, I whip the curtains open to sit on the balcony, and there's a guy 2 feet from my window looking in at my wife in bed drinking coffee, and he goes, hey, good morning. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, we're out of this hotel. My wife's like, shut the curtain. She was naked.
So what do you mean there were two vacations, the one you went on and one you didn't go on? What's the other one?
Well, okay, so my wife came home. We all drove home, and then she and my two little ones went to Kentucky to some horse show, and I went to Bridgeport to work with Pete Davidson and did a horse's ass show. This is the first time we went away without my older one, my 18.
Because she's in college now.
She's in Michigan,
all right.
which is an issue,
right?
Because class has ended and she's not home, and Mrs. Brand is not happy about that. Because you know, Maddie told me. When she went out there, she called me like week four. She goes, Dad, I found my people. All right. And I'm like, I thought I was your people, right? So she doesn't want to come home right away. She wants to spend another 6 weeks and then come home for 4 weeks, do her laundry, and go back. And you know, she called me, and I'm like, honey, whatever you want to do, we'll make you happy. That's fine. And you can stay there if you want to stay there. And she then calls my wife and goes, hey, Dad said it's okay if I could stay, which made the whole Pete Davidson thing seem like nothing. Because how dare you tell your child that you should have cleared that with me? And I'm trying to calm her down. I'm going, Ariana Grande! Ariana Grande! But it didn't work. She was so livid. So then I have to call her, my other one up, and my 19-year-old, and say, listen, you got to come home. Now she's like, Dad, you said I could stay. Now I'm in the middle.
Right.
And I'm trying to be a good guy on both ends. And
the shortest
way to be a bad guy is try and be a good guy.
Yeah.
So then finally, Vicky just called her and said, listen, on May 18th, you will be in my house having breakfast, or I'm coming and dragging you home. So, needless to say, Michigan's a great place. Ann Arbor's phenomenal. And I didn't care if she stayed because she's a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. She's not like half these people. And so, you know, like they went on spring break down to Florida. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, it's the first spring break. I hate what goes on at spring break. So I call her up day one, and she's down there with the team. And I go, what'd you guys do? And she goes, well, we got up, at 6 and we went for a 10-mile run. Then we came home, we had smoothies, went to the gym. Now we're doing core work and then we're going to watch a movie and go to bed. And I'm like, I love Michigan! Go Blue! That's all they did the whole spring break.
Wow.
Yeah, she said it was very relaxing because they were running without the coach. I'm like, oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah.
Blast.
All right.
I can't believe
you said coach, not clothes, right?
Coach. I said coach. Yeah. She's adorable. I mean, she's such a, like, I want to be her. Mm-hmm. Like, if I could relive my life, I would definitely transition.
So are you down to
only... 2019, then. You could.
So are you down to only 2 kids in the house?
In the house, yeah.
How are you dealing with that?
You're not used
to a crowd.
Not well.
What do you, once again, just to make sure everybody in the studio knows this. 5?
6.
6.
6.
7th on the way.
Right, yeah, right. I won 5.
Right.
So I'm 6. And so 3 have been out for a while.
So 3 have been out for a while. How's your son doing? I haven't heard about him in a while.
All right, John, let me say, he's doing very well. Of the older 3 kids, I get along with him.
Okay.
All right?
The oldest daughter.
My older daughter is a comic, and she's hysterical.
Right.
But when she calls me, like if she won the lottery tomorrow,
right,
she'd go, oh, now I have all this money. I need an accountant. Like, she's just not a happy. She's never happy. I said on stage a couple weeks ago, I got 6 kids. And I talk about 3 of them. And the other 3 are high drama, high maintenance, needy individuals. And I've never identified publicly or privately which 3 I'm talking about.
Okay.
But whenever I say that, the right 3 get pissed off. You know exactly what you're doing. So, I mean, it's all good. I mean, I'd have another baby tomorrow.
I know that.
I would have a baby tomorrow. And
right.
And my 6-year-old said,
you sure you're not a Duggar?
I would be so happy as a Duggar. So my 6-year-old said, I want a baby brother and sister. And my wife, she looks at my daughter and goes, shut up. I'm like, give the kids what they want. You always tell me, give the children what they want. You know, I would do it forever. I love it.
I'm amazed by it. In all honesty, I'm amazed by it. But lastly, right, what's going on the gentleman's farm?
Okay, so the gentleman's farm is doing very well. We're down to 6 chickens.
All right.
Because we have 2 very active fox. Exterminate them. I'm not supposed to say it. Animal lovers go nuts.
Right when you say you're going to kill the foxes.
You got to kill a fox. Okay. And so if you're an animal lover and you want to call me, 908-601-6976.
That is his phone number.
Every time.
That is his phone number.
So we're down to 6. We have 1 little baby goat.
Right.
4
only
dogs.
Only one goat? What happened?
I'll tell you something, John. Every year we have a bunch of baby goats.
Right.
This year, the fox killed 5 baby goats.
Oh, wow.
Right.
I'm coming with my gun.
I'm telling you right now. And the fox is a star guard. They're supposed to be afraid of humans. Our fox has gotten away with murder. It lays in my backyard and rolls around in the sun. I'm like, I have a domesticated fox. I'm the only one in North America.
Well, don't you have a trap you can catch them in like you did with the raccoons?
You're not allowed to. You know my story.
Yeah.
You must have a trap that kills it, and that's illegal. So I can shoot the fox. They told me that. I can get a gun and shoot the fox.
Right.
Right. And
but you can't capture it and take it somewhere else.
Can't capture it and take it somewhere else. And you can't use a trap that kills it. Apparently, you have to do the dirty work
yourself. Yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Yourself. Right.
And I've been very careless with my antifreeze. Wink, wink. And a rabid fox just attacked a woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it bit her up and whatnot. So my wife has finally authorized me to kill this fox.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, I don't know. I'll probably put that on Facebook and whatnot.
All right, that's what you get on TMZ again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not only did he ruin Pete Davidson's life, but he killed a fox.
Well, this is the funny part. So some lady on Facebook wrote, you better not kill that fox. And I wrote back, the fox is killing the chickens. And she wrote back, that's nature. And I go, well, I'm part of nature. Can't I kill the fox? And can't a lion kill me? And she went nuts on me. She's going back and forth. Facebook's insane. I'm going to tell you this before. So the Pete Davidson thing got a lot of back and forth, right?
Right.
So most people are saying things negative about Pete, which I don't want you to do. Don't do that. The guy's a great guy. Some people. He
does, no, he's a psycho. You know he's a psycho.
He's garbage.
I know he's
just
a psycho.
Just say it.
He's entitled. I can say it.
Rumors.
If you don't want to say it, it's fine. He's a psycho. And I'll even add this to it. I think he's a talentless psycho.
Oh.
All right? Okay. So, we got to move along.
Who got Cheech with a knee brace in? Anyway, so... So here's the thing. So on Facebook, people are going back and forth, right, and they're saying nice things about me and or bad things about me. And I'm just not moderating the comments.
Mm-hmm.
But I did happen to see one, and a woman wrote in about me. You're totally wrong. Step out of the way, old man. You had to go on stage because you're too cheap to hire an opener. There were three openers that night. All right. I was doing that. So, and she writes all this negative, really super nasty stuff about me. And I do not delete the comment. And she goes, you should be deleting these comments. And, you know, literally, it's a paragraph of what a scumbag I am.
All right.
And I wrote back, I could delete you too, but I'm not gonna. You're entitled to your opinion. I hope you see it differently. She responds back, I can't believe you're being sarcastic to my comment. I wrote back, I'm not being sarcastic. Then she writes back, thank you so much for leaving mine up. Facebook is only good for nasty, mean, vicious people saying rotten things about all kinds of people, and I'm example A. I'm like, oh my God, who writes that about themselves? I'm telling you, Facebook is evil.
Well, Vinny, are you appearing at one of the stress factories tonight?
You could see me last week at Pete Davidson's show on Monday. I'll be in New Brunswick.
New Brunswick?
Hugo,
okay.
And Bassem Youssef, if you're Egyptian, go up to Bridgeport, Connecticut and see Bassem Youssef.
All right. You know, because if there's anything they're known for, architecture and comedy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.